Hello, agents, and welcome to the 21st episode of the Ingress Insights podcast, hosted by myself, Pokemon Trainer Jay. Ingress Insights is a podcast all about the 90 game Ingress. This week we'll be looking at updates to the Cryptic Memories Anomaly Cell Battles and Shard Knights, and going through an app update that came in, and then got a tiny bit of Ingress adjacent news, got some new Wayfarer Ambassadors for 2024. But first of all, I'm getting to talking about First Saturday, because that will have just happened as you listen to this podcast. So I'll move into that firstly. Ingress First Saturday for March occurred on the 2nd of March, so it's only yesterday as you're listening to this podcast. And obviously this happens every first Saturday of the month. It's been going on for quite some time now for Ingress. It was previously online during COVID and lockdowns and various things, but now that the badge can't be earned by doing it online, most places have moved to back to in-person. So looking on the list, there was only 5 online events this month, most of them, as I said, moving back to in-person. So I just want to explain a bit more about First Saturday, just in case it's the first time you're listening to this podcast, first time you picked up Ingress maybe. So the third-party company Fev Games organise these events. They are official Niantic-sanctioned events, and they're run by local agents. If you want to host a First Saturday, you can check the fevgames.net website, and they'll have details about the guide and how you do that. And if you attend as a regular agent at a First Saturday event, it's local agents of both factions competing to gain the most AP and measure some other metrics. Some local organisers might have other competitions, and there's prizes and gifts and things like that that are given out usually. So it's a nice thing to do. It's generally smaller than the massive anomalies that happen. So if it's something you want to attend for your first live event for Ingress, it's a good start on there to get on and kind of put names to faces, face to names, and see the local agents you've got in your area, or if you want to travel around and meet with other agents in other areas of the country, other areas of the world, if you're traveling that far, it's a good opportunity to do so. And for that, you do need to, as I said, compete and earn a certain amount of AP to then get the medal tick. That won't be awarded right away. It generally comes in later once the Ingress team have confirmed everyone's attendance, confirmed everyone's got enough AP, there's been enough agents attend an event. So don't panic if you attend one, don't get the first Saturday medal tick right away. That's not how it works. You have to wait a little while for that to come in. And then I think that's about First Saturday covered. I'll move on now and talk about an update to the bounties thing that we've had. The new task system of daily research bounties that you now get on Ingress only came into the game less than a month ago. However, agents had both good and bad feedback about it and posted those on the forums and other Ingress chat spaces. But it has been noticed by the team that the complete one mission bounty was not fantastic. For a lot of people, it messed up banners or meant they had to go out and seek 6 missions to do rather than just one. So the complete one mission bounty has now been removed. You won't get that anymore in your daily research bounties. And the Ingress team noted they are still looking for any feedback. And as mentioned in the initial blog post, it's still in the pilot phase. So they want to see what works and what doesn't. There's various threads on the forums. I'd encourage you to go and post in, let's say, good or bad feedback, however you feel about the daily bounties. I don't think it's a thing that will go away, so if that is your wish, I don't think that'll happen. But you can keep feeding back about whether you want like monthly bounty tasks, special bounty tasks, things like that, and what you think those could be, or what like rewards to be. There's been mentions of medals for certain amounts in social media, but I'm glad the complete one mission bounty's been removed. I did complete a few, so my banners are a bit mismatched and hodgepodge now, but I'll get them back on track at some point. I'm not super precious about how they look, but I know for some agents, they want to keep their banners all looking nice and tidy, so it's Good that it's kind of gone off now. So I'll move in now and start talking about updates to Cryptic Memories and the results there. The second of the three total Shard Nights for the Cryptic Memories anomalies for Q1 has now concluded. That was on the 1st of March. So I'm going to run down the cities, how many shards were scored, and the total points for each. For the Ingress blog where I'm getting this from, they present enlightened shards first, resistant shards, and enlightened points, resistance points. So that's the order I'm going in. I'm not trying to show a bias towards any faction, it's just the way I'm reading it on there. So in Auckland, there were three enlightened shards and three resistant shards scored, which then get 5 points for each faction. In Canberra, there were seven shards for the enlightened, no shards for the resistance. So that got the enlightened 10 whole points there, with resistance having no points. In Kochi, the enlightened got 6 shards and resistance got 3 shards. So enlightened there got 6.7 points and resistance got 3.3 points. In Suwon, enlightened got 10 shards, got all the shards. Resistance got 0, so that was 10 points the enlightened, 0 points the resistance. In Toyama, enlightened got 5 shards and resistance got 3 shards, so enlightened got 6.3 points from that and resistance got 3.8 points. In Sioux, enlightened got 6 shards, resistance got 2 shards, enlightened then got 7.5 points and resistance got 2.5 points there. In Changhua, the enlightened got 10 shards, resistance got 2 shards. So that means the Enlightened got 8.3 points and Resistance got 1.7 points. In Johor Bahru, Enlightened got 3 shards, Resistance got 9 shards. So there, the Enlightened got 2.5 points and Resistance got 7.5 points. In Pasay City, the Enlightened got 11 shards, Resistance got 1 shard. So Enlightened got 9.2 points in Pasay. And resistance got 0.8 points. In Perth, the enlightened got 1 shard and resistance got 5 shards. That meant the enlightened points are 1.7 and resistance meanwhile got 8.3. In Nothaburi, the enlightened got 6 shards and resistance got 4 shards. So that was nice easy 6 points the enlightened, 4 points the resistance. In Bekasi, the enlightened got no shards and resistance got 6 shards, so they got all the shards there that seemed to spawn. So that meant the enlightened got no points there and resistance got 10 points. In Bogor, the enlightened got 1 shard and resistance got no shards, so it seems there's only 1 shard there that was scored. So that means the enlightened got 10 points and resistance got 0 points for that. So in total, to the Enlightened, they got 83.2 points from that Shard Knight, and Resistance got 46.9 points on there. So, regardless of who won, all those points do go up to the total on the Cryptic Memories Anomaly score, and I will cover that a bit later once I've gone through the other updates as well. I just want to talk about the cell battle results and the next cells in the Shard, next cells for the Cryptic Memories Anomalies tools. The second cell battle also concluded on the 29th of February, and I'm going to run through again the regional cells and the points scored there, and then get the total points at the end. So in AM01 Mike03, Enlightened got 12.4 points and Resistance got 2.6 points. In AF02 Hotel03, the Enlightened got 1.9 points, whereas the Resistance got 13.1 points. In AM02 Kilo00, the Enlightened got 12.9 points and Resistance got 2.1 points. And then moving into NR, in NR02, Bravo02, Enlightened got all the points there. They got 15 points, Resistance unfortunately got 0 points. In NR01 Golf 10, Enlightened got only 1 point and the Resistance got 14 points. In NR02 Echo 01, United got 3.2 points and Riz got 11.8 points. In AS 12 Kilo 13, again, the Enlightened got 15 points, leaving Riz with 0 points. In AS 16 Romeo 03, the Enlightened only got 1.4 points, where the Riz got 13.6 points. The AS 14 Foxtrot 06 was another Enlightened sweep, being 15 points in Enlightened and 0 for Resistance. In PA 01 Alpha 14, it was an even split at 7.5 points for each faction. In PA 03 November 10, it's now the other way around. Enlightened got no points there, and Resist got all the points with 15 points. In AS 10 Romeo 12, Enlightened got 13.4 points, and Resist got 1.6 points. In AS 14 Bravo 15, Enlightened got 14.7 points, so nearly all the points, but Resist did manage to get 0.3 points there. So that means the total points for that Cryptic Memory Soul Battle were 113.4 to the Enlightened and 81.6 to the Resistance. So the Enlightened won that round of the Soul Battles. As I mentioned though, there's still another Soul Battle to go, and any points scored are added to the total. So it's not a complete loss whichever side you're on there. You may still be able to claw it back and get points for your faction at a later date. I'm just going to, before I move in to cover the Soul Battle 3 locations, share an update Niantic shared about Shard Knights going forward. On the 28th of February, Niantic updated their Cryptic Memories blog post to update about the medal criteria update. So they said, starting from the upcoming Shard Knight on March the 1st, in addition to interacting locally with battle beacons deployed by NIA Section 14 at 8 p.m. local time during a Shard Knight, agents can also earn the Anomaly Medal by interacting locally with battle beacons deployed by NIA Section 14 on the Shardspawn portals approximately 18 minutes before the planned Shard jump. So this just allows you a bit more time to earn the Anomaly Medal, so it'll be extra battle beacons spawning there, so that's nice. And it sounds like Shard Knights may be a thing going forward, even into Q2 and Q3. If they are updating that now. So quite happy with that. Seems like it should be easier to get the Anomaly Medal and also focus on the action of Shard Knight at the same time so you don't miss out. So with that little update, I'm going to move on to talk about the third Soul Battle, which will be the last one for Q1. As I mentioned, the cells for the third and final Soul Battle, which runs from the 7th of March to the 14th of March, have been announced. So in this, we've got 5 cells in America region, 5 cells in the Europe region, and 3 cells in the Asia Pacific region. So the AMER cells in America are AM06 Juliet 07, AM09 Lima 10, NR14 Sierra 00, AM02 Delta 13, AM02 Foxtrot 09, and the ones in Europe region are NR02 Kilo 02, NR03 Golf 08, NR01 Foxtrot 02, AF08 Romeo 09, AF14 Romeo 03, and then the 3 APAC cells in Asia Pacific. There's AS12 Lima 10, PA07 Sierra 08, and NR16 Bravo 13. So if you are in those cells, the aim is to earn the most MU for your faction by getting out there and making fields and destroying enemy fields. So they've not got any points there, basically. If you're not sure what cell you're in, if you open your Ingress app, you'll be able to tap on Scores, and then right at the top it will show you your cell there. So if it says AM06 Juliet 07 at the top of that screen, you've got a Soul Battle happening in that area from the 7th to the 14th of March. If your cell is kind of close to that, or you think it may be, you can also tap on other cells within that score screen, and you'll be able to browse other nearby cells to see what's available there. And there's none of those particularly near me, I'm looking at it. But then you'll be able to, let's say, battle out for your faction and try and help score points there. But as I said, that's running from the 7th to the 14th of March. So you've got plenty of time to prepare and get ready for that and talk to your faction, make plans. So best of luck with that to both factions. And I'm going to move on now to our next part. That was, as I mentioned, the location for the last cell battle for Cryptic Memories. We still have the final Shard Night also coming up. We don't yet have the location for that. Those are expected around the 5th of March, and they'll be updated on the Ingress blog post. And then we also have the anomaly on the ground in Macau and Porto. Well, there'll be points to be earned there. At the moment, the Enlightened are winning Cryptic Memories overall with 687.2 points, and the Resistors aren't trailing too far behind. They've got 497 points, so still plenty of points to be scored for the total series. There are 790.8 points that are unscored yet, so either one of those could all change around, and there are 197, sorry, 1,975 points. Maximum points possible in the series, but that's based on all the shards being scored, which they haven't, as far as I'm aware. So at the minute, at what the thing they're saying for was, it's all still to play for, I think. So don't get disheartened if you are lagging behind, but then don't get too cocky if you're enlightened and you're ahead. As I say, it could all change around, but once we get the updates for the final Shard Night, I'll be sure to share those locations on the show. Just move in to talk about the app update that's since happened as well. On the 1st of March, we got an update to the Ingress Prime app, and that is now on 2.136.1. So changes have been made in this to the animations that play between menus, making the scanner feel faster by shortening them. In addition, if there's a news pop-up when you start the scanner, often there's something saying about what's happening and what's going on. You can now dismiss it by tapping outside of it. So if you tap anywhere else on the screen, it will dismiss that notification. And there is a specific mention in the changelog for Android, where they believe they've fixed the issue for Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra users, who saw lots of crashes, lots of games, including Niantic ones. I believe Niantic Brian has now posed that thread on the forums, believing it's now resolved everything for Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra users and using the app. If it's not resolved for you, then do raise it on the forums, but I haven't seen any people saying it's not fixed. So hopefully everyone's running smoothly now that was on those devices. It's again, this has been updates expected every 2 weeks or so. So it'll be a little while now, maybe after the anomaly dates, when we receive another update to the app. And who knows whether we'll then change the logo when we move into the next anomaly season. But I think that's about it for Ingress news. I've got a little bit of Ingress adjacent news I'm going to run through as well. So I'll get on to that. I've mentioned on this podcast before that I'm currently one of the Niantic Wayfarer ambassadors. And I did note that there was a new application process going out for Wayfair Ambassadors for 2024. And these have now all been confirmed. So I'm going to run through and they can let me know if I pronounce anything incorrectly. So we've got Bread, Carol Figuera RS, D. Laurca, Elf from Space, Mega Trainer Red, Pauling Zubat, Saramander, who've had on the show, Shilfail, Spirit Gold, Trollfarer, Woodwose, and X Little Pound Cake. So those are the new Niantic Wayfarer Ambassadors for 2024. And as mentioned in the post, they'll serve as Wayfarer Ambassadors for 2 years. So they'll do this year and then next year and then move on. So they mentioned that in the post as well. So now they've introduced new cohort, what will become of our cohort one. So we're excited to continue having cohort one within our circles of influence. We have developed such a fruitful alliance and welcome them to continue as ambassador alums. While they will not be participating in the weekly slash monthly activities, when and where necessary, we'll invite them into conversation, and experience this to continue making improvements that will make your Wayfarer experience better. So, Cohort 1, as a reminder, this was Traxi 25, Exceptor, Maestro Tino, Brighton Dragon, Daniel Gucco, Agent MA and Light, FR34KZ, Freaks, Quartz Leo, Genji, Timbleton, and Testone. So they'll be moving on to be Ambassador alums. Fortunately for anyone that's interacting with me on Wayfarer issues, you're stuck with me for at least another year before I move into alum status. But if you want to ask me any Wayfarer questions, you can do that. If you want to know about portals that have been removed, or you want to ask whether I think something would be an acceptable portal, I can give my view. But feel free to contact me about that. And then obviously these people were posting on the forums and you can read the update there. And that's about it that we've got for Ingress adjacent news for this week. So I move into our features section. For the features section this week, I want to talk about one of the earlier badges that was introduced in December 2014. So this badge is nearly 10 years old now in Ingress, and it's the Engineer Medal slash badge. And this is awarded for installing mods on portals, so such as portal shields, heat sinks. Obviously, under normal circumstances, each agent can deploy two mods per portal. Obviously, there's been other events where you can deploy four and get a bit more of an increase on this badge, but usually it's just two mods per portal, so you'll have to deploy quite a few mods to reach the relevant levels there. It's bronze is the first level at 150, silver you need 1500 mods installed, gold is 5000 mods installed, platinum being 20,000 mods installed, and then onyx at a mighty 50,000 mods installed. You can obviously get there in a short space of time if you're in a portal dense area, because you can capture a portal and then deploy two mods straight away if you want to do that. But obviously during things like anomalies, there's lots of attacking and putting new portal shields on is where a lot of agents will see that tick up. It's a badge that I sometimes admittedly forget to do if I'm trying to do something quickly and just recapturing a portal to put mods on it. Sometimes I'm completely out of mods, but it doesn't happen too often. But the design shows a portal and then three little things surrounding it, like series of dots. So I think it's a decent medal to have. It's one of the standard kind of medals for Ingress, being the engineer one, and one that you'll see on most agents' profiles, but I said it'll be 10 years old this year. Maybe it needs an update. Maybe you could give a boost if you've got an Onyx medal where you can deploy three mods per portal instead, if you have certain levels on there. But it'd be interesting to see if they do anything else with it, or if agents are happy to kind of leave it as it is. I want to cover the engineer model. The engineer medal, because I've been out putting quite a few mods on portals this past week. So just a short little bit for this week, and move on, get things wrapped up. Thanks, agents, for listening to the 21st episode of the Ingress Insights podcast. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can do that under the name ingress.insights. Generally on Threads and Instagram. And then next week we'll be looking at how the cell battles are going on, if we've got any results or updates from there, as well as the location for the third Shard Knight, as we get ready to move into the end of this anomaly season, and look forward to what Q2 might bring. As I said before, it may be buried memories, we don't have any more details on that, and then also the possible evolution of Second Sundays beyond completing six missions for Q2. So we have lots to look forward to on there, and then obviously the Ingress team likes to drop in random surprises and updates, like with Kronos and the Cryptic Memories Global Op that weren't added to the calendar before. so we might see something new drop in as well. But if you'd like to obviously continue listening, it helps if you rate the show on the podcast service you're listening to. That's always appreciated. But apart from that, nothing else from me for this week, Agent. So hope you have a good Sunday and have a nice happy hacking session out there.